Thank you for understanding we have been a little disorganized here, as you see names in the bulletin that are not there. And we appreciate Thomas being willing to do, since he could be here. He agreed to do everything but this. So it's my joy to be able to lead you in this part of worship. Our scripture reading today is from John 14, 23 through 29. Hear these words from God. Jesus replied, "If anyone loves me, he will obey my teaching. My Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. He who does not love me will not obey my teaching. These words you hear are not my own. They belong to the Father who sent me. All this I have spoken while still with you, but the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. You heard me say I'm going away, and I am coming back to you. If you loved me, you would be glad that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. I have told you now before it happens, so that when it does happen, you will believe." The word of the Lord. Peace. Peace to you today. Have you had anyone say that to you lately? Don't we love those days when everything is peaceful? No squabbling in the family. Everyone seems to have what they need for the day at school or work. Quiet. Just quiet. Everything is quiet and peaceful. A day when it all works. Everything goes like it needs to go all day long. You go to bed that night with a smile on your face. Yes, you have had a peaceful day. Remember? Can you remember? Remember what a peaceful day was like? Yes, peace. I think peace is something that we all seek. I can almost give a sigh of relief when I hear these words of scripture that Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you." If there was ever a week that I needed to hear this scripture, it has been this past week with all its endings and uncertainties. Can we remember one of those peaceful days? Has it really happened in our lives? If this peaceful day we recall has happened to us a few times, is this what Jesus is talking about? Can Jesus really give us a day when everything turns out like we hoped and dreamed it would? A day when everything works or there are no problems to deal with? We all would take one of those days, wouldn't we? Perhaps most of us are still waiting for this peace to come to us. Or perhaps there are some that maybe has given up on it. Did Jesus really promise the disciples that he would give them a peace that would make all their issues and problems go away? If Jesus was leaving, how could he give them this peace that he's talking with them about? So let's look at the text and see if we can understand what Jesus was talking about when he said to his disciples, "My peace I give you." Over the last Sunday since Easter, our scriptures have been dealing with Jesus' interaction with his disciples after the resurrection. Remember the story about Jesus telling them on which side of the boat to cast their nets so they could catch the fish? But our text today did not happen after the resurrection. It takes us back to the night of Jesus' betrayal, the evening when he was handed over to those who were seeking to take him away and kill him. This was one of the last conversations that Jesus had with his disciples. And in this conversation, Jesus is talking about leaving this peace for his disciples. At this moment in his own life, when he was facing death, he not only talks about peace to his disciples, he gives peace to his disciples. Jesus is trying to prepare his disciples that he will be leaving them. He has been teaching them about what has happened and what is to happen. And I'm sure the disciples hear him, but hearing he will be leaving soon and understanding what that means for them personally is probably two different things. Do we understand what this conversation Jesus is having with his disciples about leaving means for us? As we hear what Jesus is saying to the disciples, can we hear Jesus' words saying these things to us? All this I have spoken while still with you, but the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. Can we hear Jesus saying these words to us? Or did we cease to follow Jesus' story after we celebrated the good news of Easter, that he is alive? Is that all we really need to know about Jesus? That he lived? No, I think we need to know about the peace that Jesus is talking about, that he will leave with us. The peace that Jesus offers is more than just the absence of some problems and issues and conflict. It has its own presence and meaning. When we hear someone say they are at peace, for instance, usually this person is not just reporting that there's no conflict in his or her life, but instead testifies to a sense of wholeness or well-being, even rightness, of and in one's own being. Jesus tells his disciples he will be leaving, but in his place will come another who will continue to teach them as Jesus has taught them. Coming when Jesus leaves, the disciples is the Spirit, the Counselor, sent by God in Jesus' name to be present with his followers of Jesus. Coming when Jesus leaves, the disciples is the Spirit, the Counselor, sent by God in Jesus' name to be present with the followers of Jesus. This is the first time John tells us about the Holy Spirit. The Counselor is a presence the disciples will need in order to love as they are called to love, serve as they are called to serve, and to become who they were created to be. Jesus is telling the disciples that while he will not be there to continue to teach and lead them, another will be there with them, the Holy Spirit, the Counselor. Jesus will lead them with a presence that will continue to teach and lead them. Can you recall that person in your life that taught you and provided leadership for you? Perhaps it was a parent, or for many of us, it was a teacher or another adult that provided that kind of care for us. All of you who probably know who that person is in my life, because I've talked about him a lot, but today you'll get to hear again about my experience with Dr. Maurice Pepper. Dr. Pepper helped me understand that what Jesus was trying to tell his disciples. Dr. Pepper was not only my pastor, he was my teacher and counselor. It had only been a short time after I joined the Scottsboro Cumberland Presbyterian Church when Dr. Pepper asked me if I would teach the fourth grade Sunday school class. I told him that I had never taught a fourth grade Sunday school class before, and he assured me that I could do it, and he gave me a few pointers, a book, and showed me my room. By the next year, he had me as director of children's ministry. I told him I'd never been a director of children's ministry, but he assured me I could do it, and I did. A few years later, he told me we needed a youth leader. I told him I'd never been a youth leader, but I did this for 10 years. Then came workshops and teacher training and many other things that I learned to do. If he told me I could do something, I was willing to try and do it. Dr. Maurice Pepper was someone who gave me a vision of what I might accomplish, and someone who empowered me to do it. How did he know I could do these things? Can this be what the Holy Spirit, the Counselor, does for us? God knows who we were created to be and knows the gifts we've been given. Jesus is telling his disciples that when he goes, another will be there for them, encouraging, challenging, teaching them to become who God created them to be. This was a hard shift for the disciples, having Jesus' presence with them, now to hear he's leading. How do the disciples make this shift? Jesus said, another will come and be a presence with you, teaching you all you need to know to accomplish all you need to accomplish, the Holy Spirit. What a shift this must have been for these disciples. Jesus leaving and another unknown coming. But haven't we all had to make this shift? We learn about Jesus as little children. We learn that Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible told me so. We even witness on Sunday morning here, all the children know about Jesus. But there comes a time when we need to lean into a presence with the Holy Spirit. We've learned about Jesus. But now we must learn how Jesus' presence can be with us, within us, alive within us. The promise from our text today is that Jesus will leave, but will leave his peace with us. What our scripture is telling us is that God has already put into place what we need to live a peaceful life. This peace is a gift from God. We can be aware of this gift to us when we can surrender over to God a certain amount of control of all the things that we worry about and things that normally put a lot of pressure on us. We don't surrender responsibility for what's happening. We can't just say, oh, God will take care of it and go on with our lives. But rather, we must recognize there are limits to what we can affect and achieve on our own. And since in these limits, we place ourselves, our loved ones, our monies, and our futures in God's hand. Now, I know that it's easier said than done, but let me share a way that is working for me as I continue trying to allow God to work in and with my life and my world. I use a little word called willing. Many of you have already heard this from me as you've come and talked to me about your lives. But if we can say every day of our lives, and sometimes it comes up in my day more than once, and I mean it, I am willing to do what I need to do today to be where I need to be so God can accomplish what God is trying to accomplish. It has been surprising how many days sometimes take a turn that puts me at places I need to be for God to accomplish what God needs to accomplish. And peace comes. When we feel the presence of the living Christ, the Holy Spirit's present in and around in our world, we have peace. When we open our world for the Holy Spirit to work in, the Holy Spirit gives us peace, a peace that allows us to lift our gaze from the troubles that overtake us and see those around us as gifts of God, worthy of our love and attention. Jesus gave the disciples all they needed to stay in God's loving care, a teacher to teach them and counselor to guide and direct them. Jesus prepares to go back to the Father. The Holy Spirit comes to be with us. Are we ready to receive this gift from God through Jesus to us? Can we trust a gift that we cannot even explain to someone else very easily? The disciples knew Jesus. They did not know this presence that Jesus was talking about, coming to them and leading them and teaching them. Can we receive this gift from Jesus for us today? When Dr. Pepper started working with me, I could have said, I don't think so. I can't do that. What a difference that may have made in this wonderful life I've had. I was willing to try. This coming week, we have a day designed as Ascension Day. The day is Thursday, the day that Jesus ascended and left the disciples. And we will celebrate Pentecost Sunday on June 9th. This is when we celebrate the Holy Spirit coming to us to fill us and teach us and provide all we need to be who God created us to be. So I hope our text today will help us be prepared to celebrate Pentecost this year in a new way and celebrate the gift that Jesus gives to us. This is the peace that Jesus leaves his disciples, and he leaves us. In the middle of the most difficult times in our lives, this peace will teach us, surround us, and carry us. What a gift this is to us. Let us pray. Fill us now, God, with your peace that passes all understanding. Give to us what we need to become who you created us to be. Prepare us. Use us to accomplish what you need to have done today. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.